Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
It is the Bart Winkler Show. Great to be with you. I am Bart Winkler. Carlos Ortiz alongside. It is a Tuesday for most of us. And that's caller fold night. So have you ever heard of a radio segment called Buy or Sell? Well, imagine if it was the exact same thing, only we said it was call or fold. You know what is missing from my life is a weekly card game. I need that in my life. I need a weekly card game in my life. The amount of times that I would just play cards with my boys back home, really took those for granted. Really, really did. Oh, you'd have some nights, you'd play some Tripoli even. That was fun. You play some drop games, get a little poker tournament going. Man, I need that back. How do you find a card game? We did sort of within the last calendar year. For whatever reason, someone's like, hey, come over. You know, have your kid come over and play. And then there ended up being four of us. And we kind of looked around and we're like, you know, we didn't know if every dad was staying or what. And one of the guys goes, you want to play cards? And the guy had chips and we played a card game and I lost $7. And it never felt better. I used to have people over in my attic at my parents' house growing up. And there's like, it was me and two other guys that wanted to play and we always needed a fourth. And so different fourths would pop in, and this one guy made so much money off of us, and we couldn't believe how he kept winning hands. He was pulling cards. And then he finally told me, like, years later, and I was, you know, statute of limitations. I'm like, oh, guy robbed me in my own bedroom. My own bedroom, he robbed me. There's a buddy of mine that has a card game on Wednesday nights, but I got to be here. I need a card game. Dying for a card game. So I'll put that on the list. Tell my wife. The two nights that I'm home, one of them needs to be a weekly card game with the boys. And she'll say, that's great. What boys, though? You have very few friends around here. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. The New York Knicks took up a lot of conversation. Because, well, they went far in the playoffs, and it looked like they could be a team to go to the finals. Remember when we thought we could get a Knicks-Timberwolves finals and how fun that would be with Julius Randle and Dante DiVincenzo now on one side, and then on the other side you'd have Karl Anthony Towns, of course, involved in that swap for each other. That would have just been great theater. Well, neither team made it. Knicks got a little bit closer, but they got Halliburtoned. As everybody eventually did throughout the playoffs. Thunder able to withstand it just a little bit better than anybody else. But the New York Knicks then, after getting to the Eastern Conference Finals for the first time in 25 years, decided that we've got some momentum here. We've got some momentum. We've got a team that we really just assembled on the eve of training camp. We've got guys that have learned to play with each other. We've got a coach that has been doing pretty well with his squad, and he got us to our first Eastern Conference Finals in 25 years. So he's done the thing. We think that there's brighter days ahead. We just gave him an extension that hasn't even kicked in yet. We did that last summer. So, hey, we got pretty far. Let's run it back. Well, there's a little guy called James Dolan, who is the owner of the New York Knicks. And for a long time, the Knicks were bad. And James Dolan involved himself too much into the basketball day-to-day operations. And that was part of why the Knicks were bad. Then he built the Sphere in Vegas and kind of let Leon Rose take over. Hey, you're in charge now. I'm not going to meddle anymore. And he said as much. He said, I'm not going to meddle anymore. And they did good then. And then Tom Thibodeau got him to an Eastern Conference Finals, and he meddled. Mike Brown was then hired after a very stupid search. One of the first things he did at his press conference today was thank the aforementioned gentleman.
First of all, I'd like to start by thanking Mr. Dolan, Mr. Leon Rose, for this incredible opportunity. I'd also like to acknowledge my fiance, Ro, for her continued support and for being here.
Yeah, we probably didn't need to play that one. That was probably, that felt weird calling for it anyway. I mean, just because we have it available didn't mean I needed to call for it. That's just so stupid. Why did we play that one?
Because we have it.
What? Why is that even a cut?
I don't know. I didn't put it in here.
Nobody in history has ever thrown to the introductory statement. We always skip that part. You skip that part and you go to the Q&A.
But not you.
Not us. Not me. I saw it. It was available. I read it. We played it. Fantastic. Mike Brown was hired as the head coach of the New York Knicks after, again, a very stupid search. The problem with this search was the Knicks fired Tom Thibodeau without knowing who they wanted. They just knew they wanted to fire him. So the same guys he's thanking, and that's why we played the cut, the same guys he's thanking are the same ones who made a rash decision on the coach that they did have who was successful with them. They reached out to coaches that already had jobs. They talked to guys that were assistants in other places. They settled on Mike Brown, and they may do the old thing here where they get rewarded for bad behavior, because Mike Brown, I think, can be a really good coach for the New York Knicks. In fact, I think Mike Brown has been a very good coach throughout. It's just that his tenures always end weirdly. I don't feel like he really gets the full experience to show what he can do before an owner will go a different direction. When he was with the Cavs the first time, okay, maybe, like, you got us to a finals, your second year, but we haven't been back, LeBron James, we need to make a trade. But then he was hired later by the Cavs, and Dan Gilbert said it was a mistake. He said, I shouldn't have fired this guy. And then he let him coach for one season, and then he fired him again. In between there, there was a stop in L.A. where he took over and coached the 41-25 record. And then he was 1-4 the next season before he was quickly fired there. And then with the Kings this last go-around. I don't think Mike Brown was the problem. They were 13-18 this year. They're struggling. But the roster composition could have been to blame a little bit more. But they fired him. And he had had two seasons of 46 or more wins, including a playoff appearance two short years ago. So I don't know that the endings to Mike Brown's coaching tenures have necessarily been deserved. Now, in between there, he was an associate head coach with the Golden State Warriors, won a couple of championships as a result of that, three of them with Golden State, and really kind of came into his own and learned a lot coaching alongside Steve Kerr, or at least learned more about himself. So he's in New York, and now it's time to at least get back to an Eastern Conference final, because that's the benchmark. That's what you fired the last guy for doing. So what is the goal now that you are officially in New York?
Our goal, starting with Mr. Dolan, to Leon, to the players, all the way down to the fans, is to build a sustainable winning culture that produces championships. That's why I'm here.
Now, the Knicks, over the last few years, have done most of that. They, I would say, have a winning culture. Right now, in New York, I would say they have a winning culture. They have won 47, 50, 51. They have a winning culture. They got to a conference finals. They got a winning culture under Tom Thibodeau. They got a winning culture. But the championship aspect is what they are after. That's what they're looking for. If he's going to pull this off, it's going to have to be with the superstar on that team, Jalen Brunson. Does the Mike Brown coaching style fit with the Jalen Brunson playing style?
We have an outstanding roster. I'm excited about that. And to have a guy like Jalen out there gives you the versatility to play all different types of ways, which is what it's going to take throughout a course of a ball game.
Now, he was with the Kings, 31 games there, gets relieved of his duties, plenty of time to see what's going on in the league, and I'm sure, like many of these guys, watched the postseason. So what was the takeaway on last year's Knicks squad?
What the group did this past year in the playoffs, it just shows their potential. And not just defensively, but offensively too. And so I'm looking forward to putting a plan in place and working with those guys on both ends of the floor. I love their length. I love their versatility. And so implementing something or my vision is very exciting for me, and hopefully it is for everybody else, because I think the ceiling is high on both ends for the group.
Knicks brought in a couple of guys. Gershon Yabusele, two-year deal there. Jordan Clarkson they were able to get on a vet min, so that was good. That's going to help out the bench. That was one of the things that the Knicks were criticized for last year, not just for what their bench was, but also the use of the bench or lack thereof from Tom Thibodeau, with Mike Brown commenting on the guy who he is replacing.
I thought Tom Thibodeau did a great job, and the guys did a fantastic job last year, but I'm looking forward. We got, you know, we just added two new additions to the team that are going to bring a lot of versatility to how we're going to play. I just can't wait to get on the court and start implementing things that we want to do offensively to help us grow and take it to another level.
Mike Brown, the next head coach of the New York Knicks, introduced today. He also talked about what about this job attracted him to the position.
You want to be in a great place that has like thinking. And so I know for me, especially speaking with Mr. Dolan, speaking with Leon, and I have a history with Leon, knowing who he is as a person, knowing that I'd love to partner with him, and then looking at the roster. And the reality of it is, Rose said, we better move to New York because I'm a foodie. So when you combine all those things, it was a no-brainer for me.
So throughout the press conference, a little bit of I don't want to say sucking up, but placating the gentleman who hired him. But that is Mike Brown, and he is the next head coach of the New York Knicks. One move that the basketball world is waiting on with bated breath is, where's Bradley Beal going to play next season? The buyout is being worked on between him and the Phoenix Suns. He's willing to give back some money. He'll still get a bunch of it. He's got 2 years and $110 million left on his contract. They are negotiating yet because he'll give back about $14 million of that so that they can waive and stretch his deal. With the CBA, how it works, it can't be over a certain amount of the salary cap, so he would have to give some money back if he is going to be waived. And it would give him the opportunity to still sign a contract. He could still sign a contract, make some of that money back somewhere else, and potentially go to a playoff team in a city where he wants to be. That team appears to be the LA Clippers. Nothing official. He hasn't even been bought out yet, but the Clippers do appear to be, based on various reports, the front runner. They could use a guy like him. They just traded a guy that plays his position in Norman Powell to bring in John Collins, so that could be a precursor to the move. The Clippers can offer Beal the remaining portion of a mid-level exception, which is about $5.3 million, or they can use a different exception, about $5 million. So either way, Beal could sign with the Clippers, give back 13, make another 5, lose 8 in the process, still make a bunch of money, and then play for a team that will be competitive. Other teams in the mix, Miami was in the mix, but with the trade that they made, they may have taken themselves out of that. Some discussion about potentially coming off the bench with Denver if they can pull that off. The Warriors have been thought about. Beal has, quote, thought about, according to NBC Sports. The Lakers, another team, and then the Bucks as well in Milwaukee. So if he went to Milwaukee, that's where he would start and play the most. But if Bradley Beal can go to any city in the NBA, what are we ranking here? Are we ranking close to a championship? Are we ranking a place that I want to live during the winter months? Are we ranking a place where I can play the most? What's going to be the most important to Bradley Beal? We will probably find that out here in the next couple of days. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Caller fold straight ahead. That's next on the Bart Winkler Show.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Listeners, I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore, where people tell interesting stories about their family history and then we investigate the truth behind them. Family Lore is available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
It's the Bart Winkler Show podcast. We love big money on the Bart Winkler Show.
You know why, mister? Because you drove a Hyundai to get here tonight. I drove an $80,000 BMW.
The cards are on the table. Bring in the high rollers.
Hide the money, y'all. There's poor people around.
It's time to put up or shut up with Call or Fold.
It's like I'm sitting here playing cards with my brother's kids or something.
Here's Big Bucks Bart Winkler and Cold Cash Carlos Ortiz.
Tell them to bring me my money.
Yeah! Call or Fold. Every Tuesdays for now until the Bartometer gets moved and maybe Call or Fold will still be here. Here on the Bart Winkler Show, Infinity Sports Network. Call or Fold.
Ooh, better idea.
Yep.
Nightly.
No. Because then we turn into Bill Ryder.
Yeah,
buy or sell every single day. And how much buying and selling can one possibly do? Even though we don't buy or sell here. We call or fold.
Yeah, we call or fold. It's different.
It's different. It's the same, but different.
It's oversized hat. It's funny.
Casino, jazz, smoking cigars, and Boop. Brown liquor spilling all over Vegas carpets. That's how I like to roll. Plus, I can only go to Vegas because I'm banned in Atlantic City. Let's start with the Boston Celtics offseason plans. They've been pretty clear. Get under the second apron. For the love of God, cut some salary. And it's exactly what they did. Jrue Holiday, Kristaps Porzingis have been shipped out of town, and Boston would roll into the season with Jaylen Brown being the team's focal point on the court, as Jason Tatum will miss the season with an Achilles injury.
He what?
Jason Tatum out for a year. Achilles injury.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Where have you
That's
been?
That's going
to
hurt.
You think? Celtics president Brad Stevens knows that the team will have to adjust its approach this season, but said he doesn't want to hear any mention of the word rebuild this upcoming season. Now, they're not completely out of the tax, the luxury tax yet. You know, they could still do a couple of moves to get under everything, but they are underneath the second apron, which is the more debilitating position to be in. So I preface all this by saying the Eastern Conference isn't necessarily the strongest conference in the world, but Boston definitely has taken a step back. Call or fold, the Celtics will be a top six team in the East.
A top six team in the East. Well, let's revisit, shall we?
Please.
A Bartometer that we had a few weeks ago where we ranked what the top eight teams in the East would be. Number one was Cleveland. Number two were the Knicks. Number three, Detroit. Bartometer and Bart very high on the Detroit. Now, I do want to preface before Thursday's show, I changed the Bartometer's AI settings, so it might have a malfunction. I'm trying to prevent what happened with Grok today, but we'll see how the tweet goes. The Magic, and then 5 and 6 for me in the Bartometer were the Sixers and the Celtics. So this was before, well, no, this was after the draft. It was before a couple of other moves. It was before Miles Turner, I'll tell you that. So the Pacers were at 7, the Bucks were at 8. So who would, I think, be able to knock the Celtics out of there? And do the Celtics still make a move? Are they done? Are they trading Derek White if they can get off of that? Are they trading Jaylen Brown? If they trade Jaylen Brown, they're in a rebuild. Everything else is just trying to adjust things while you have a guy in Jason Tatum who's out for a season. So he's right to say we're not in a rebuild. I am going to, even with the Bucks maybe getting up there, even with the Hawks, I'm going to call.
Cold.
I think somehow, some way, the Celtics find a way to be a top six team in the East. Now, that would mean that one of the teams, perhaps, that I was high on, maybe Detroit, maybe the Sixers don't get back up there. If the Bucks get up, if the Hawks get up. But I think the Celtics, somehow, some way, are still going to be a top six team in the East, yes.
Are the Bulls still in the East?
The Bulls, yeah, they'll finish 39-43.
Yeah, the Celtics have nothing to worry about. The East is a bunch of mid-teams. Pacers are going to get worse, and the Bulls refuse to go any higher than 10th. Boston will be just fine. All right, Nuggets superstar Nikola Jokic will not seek a contract extension this summer. He's delaying talks until next summer. Jokic has 3 years remaining on a 5-year, $276 million contract. And he has a player option in the final year of the deal worth $62.8 million. He's eligible to sign a 3-year, $200 million extension up until October 20th. But by waiting until next offseason to work on an extension, he can add a 4th year and an additional $77 million. But nobody in the media is planning to say that Jokic is looking around at the exits like Giannis is doing in Milwaukee.
Allegedly.
Call or fold. Everyone hates Milwaukee.
Oh, yeah. Call.
Call.
I don't get it. And not even Milwaukee, but the Bucks. Everyone hates the Bucks. I don't know. I don't know why. I don't know why the conversation around Jokic isn't the exact same as the conversation around Giannis, but it is, and it's stupid, and nobody will give me an answer because there is no answer. Now, regarding Jokic, but it's the same with Giannis. What I'm going to say about Jokic is I don't think he's going to be the kind of guy that wants to leave the situation he's in. Can you imagine him going and starting over in a new city? For Jokic, no, but for Giannis, yes. What? How? So I expect both guys to be with their clubs for a good while yet. And then will they retire there? Who knows? Maybe something happens. But I don't see them leaving anytime soon, either of them.
All right, well, everybody might not hate Milwaukee, but I certainly do. For the first time publicly, Kirk Cousins opened up on his feelings about the Falcons taking Michael Penix Jr. with the #8 overall pick in the 2024 draft in an episode of the Netflix series Quarterback. Cousins said he felt a bit misled when the Falcons took Penix that high and wasn't informed about the pick until a phone call by offensive coordinator Zach Robinson while Atlanta was on the clock. Cousins goes on to say he might have re-signed with the Minnesota Vikings last offseason had he known the Falcons would draft a quarterback in the first round. The Vikings wound up drafting J.J. McCarthy in the same draft. Call or fold, Kirk Cousins needs to shut up. He's lucky he has a job in the NFL.
Well, he's on a documentary. Of course, he's going to talk on it. Can I rephrase the call or fold?
Sure, but I'm still going to require an answer from you.
Well, I guess, spirit of the question, I'm going to call.
Call.
It's not that he needs to shut up. It's that he needs to understand what I think the rest of the league understood, besides Atlanta, that he's a backup. He's a backup quarterback that's going to come in and give you 6 games if he has to. What's the difference between Kirk Cousins and Andy Dalton? Kirk Cousins found a suitor to pay him a bunch of guaranteed money. That's the class of quarterback I put him in. Kirk Cousins is a backup quarterback. A highly paid backup quarterback. All these quarterback vacancies this year, nobody wanted to pay for him. Nobody wanted to swing a deal for him. Is it because he's too much? Is this a Bradley Beal situation where, yeah, we like Kirk Cousins, but not at that money? Oh, he's getting bought out and he's cheap? Absolutely, come on over. What's he making, 35? Kirk Cousins, he knows he should not be making 35 right now. So, yeah, I think it's not that he needs to shut up. He needs to come to terms with what his value is.
Yeah, maybe I'm being a little too harsh when I'm telling him to shut up. But, pipe down or even just realize, dude, you've made more money at the position than anybody in history of the NFL.
I enjoy your misdirection. Kirk Cousins needs to shut up. Nikola Jokic, everyone hates Milwaukee. You're throwing me off, my man.
Yeah, man, how do you think dealers make their money in Vegas? They're certainly not giving money away.
True. Good answer.
All right. When the Dallas Cowboys report to training camp in California on July 20th, one day before my birthday, everybody can know, Dak Prescott will be cleared for all activities. During the offseason program, Dak took part in all of the on-field drills after missing the final 9 games last season because of a hamstring injury that required surgery. But he showed no signs of limitation since returning. He'll also have a new weapon in George Pickens to throw the ball to, along with his stud receiver, CeeDee Lamb. Add in former Bronco Javonte Williams at running back, who I've been waiting to blow up in fantasy for years and just really can't get out of that two-headed committee. A revamped offensive line and a defense that would be boosted by the return of Trayvon Diggs and a couple of other guys getting healthy. Call or fold? For realsies these time. No, I'm serious. No, I'm not kidding around. This year is finally the year for the Dallas Cowboys as Super Bowl contenders.
You know what? I'm going to call it.
Call.
Because I believe in Dak Prescott. I believe in the Dallas Cowboys.
All right. Nice Joe Hendry reference.
Why? I don't know. I think everybody gives up on them too quickly. You need to do what I do. Believe in them. And then give up on them at the appropriate time. You guys are always ahead of it, and you're always right. I stupidly buy in every year. So, in the tradition of stupidly buying in every year, and maybe stupidly thinking Dak's a top 10 quarterback in the league, which I do, I'm going to buy in. I'm going to call.
Well, the reason why January is my favorite month of the year is because that's when the Cowboys go home. Tradition unlike any other. I cannot wait for next January so I can drink the tears of those who root on the Stars. All right, last one here. The early reviews on a new Superman movie are in, and they are glowing. In fact, I got to text EJ tomorrow and see how the hell did he watch it before us. You're seeing it on Friday. I'm seeing it on Sunday. I forgot I'm seeing the Cubs against the Yankees on Saturday, so I got to push my movie tickets back. But we're both shameless Marvel guys. Ever since Avengers Endgame, Marvel's has released a bunch of duds. I mean, absolute projects that have come out. A couple of interesting stories, but nothing really tying together. The multiverse has been a flop, so to speak. Call or fold. If Superman does critically and financially well, DC will have its best shot to be the premier superhero genre and finally overtake Marvel.
Fold. I don't think we're ever going to see what we saw leading up to Endgame ever again. People will get into the new DC universe, but I don't think we're ever going to see 10 years of anticipation and the buildup and the tying together of loose ends. I don't think we're ever going to get to that level. So they may be running even, but I don't know that they're going to pass. Also, this DC thing's weird because what previously is canon, what's in the unit... James Gunn's still very vague on that. So, I don't know. But, yeah, I'm going to see Superman. Reviews have been great. Look, I just want to see a good movie. So, I'm going to check that out probably Friday around lunchtime. I'm going to have lunch at the movies. I'm going to go watch a movie and have a hot dog at the movie with a soda. And it's going to cost me $50.
Sure will.
But I'm going to have a hell of a time doing it.
I'm going to spend $70 because I'm getting the chicken tenders and the curly fries.
Oh, I could find... There's a pizza place attached to the one I go to. I could fire up a pizza.
Yeah, the routine for me is usually there's a Qdoba across the street, which is basically Chipotle, is a very far distant competition. But they put shrimp in their burritos, and I like shrimp. So I might go crush me a fat burrito, double wrap, beef and shrimp in that bad boy. No corn.
What did you call it?
Call what? The burrito?
Qdoba?
Qdoba.
Qdoba.
What did I say? It's the same thing.
Qdoba is better than Chipotle, by the way.
First of all, it's Chipotle. All right? Let's pump the brakes here. But Qdoba's great. It's just Chipotle is just far superior.
Nah, I like Qdoba.
I like it because it's more affordable than Chipotle. Anyway, that's Call or Fold.
Time to cash out.
He beats me straight up. Pay him. Pay that man his money.
My buddy once ate 3 giant Qdoba burritos in one sitting.
I don't know why you keep mispronouncing a name.
If it's Qdoba. Qdoba? What'd you call it?
Qdoba.
Qdoba.
Qdoba. What? How do you think you pronounce Q?
Q. It's Qdoba.
It's not Qdoba.
It's not Qdoba.
You're like Qdoba. Calling it a pool Qdoba. It's not what it is. It's not Qdoba. It's Qdoba.
Qdoba. It's not Qdoba. It is not Qdoba. Okay, I'm going to look this up.
All right, while you do that, and I will look at the Chipotle menu because now I want some chips.
888-710-4ISN. Let's get an update. Jennifer Williams.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. T&Cs apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Bart Winkler Show. I am Bart Winkler. Carlos Ortiz alongside 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Hey, fantasy football question for you, you don't mind. So I'm in a few dynasty leagues, and so when you're in a dynasty league, you keep your team, rookies get drafted, and then you draft rookies. So you can trade draft picks, and it's like you do the NFL draft. Most of them that I'm in start in August, but there's one that I'm already in that started yesterday. So
what?
Yeah, we're doing a draft already. Too early?
It's not even really the second week of July yet.
I know, but these fantasy dynasty commissioners, they get so antsy about it. It's always something. So the draft started, and so we're doing the draft. Whether it's early or not, we're doing it. We're doing the draft. And now the draft is being held up because someone's like, I want to trade my pick. And then he goes, send me your trade offers. So he's not even offering the pick out. So I kind of want to be a jerk about it, but I don't know this guy.
I don't like going into those leagues where I don't know anybody. If I don't know you personally and I can't attack your personality or your appearance or things I know about you that other people don't know about you that they shouldn't know about you, but I do. Like, if I can't do any of that, I'm not interested. What am I going to do with a fun league? 90% of the fun is humiliating your opponents.
Yeah, his fantasy team logo is a Vikings logo, so I know he's a loser.
Weak. Yeah, loser.
I'm going to type to him right now. No, because I don't need to, this is one thing I got to get out. I can't be getting in these fantasy football fights. I can't be doing that. Okay, I can't be doing that. I talked myself out of it because there's two leagues that I'm not going to be in this year because I threw a stink last year and I can't show my way back. I told you about when I dipped out of one league. I said, because this league that I'm in was with a bunch of guys that I didn't know. And classic commissioner move where he will email you a trade offer, then he will Facebook message you, hey, check your email. Like, it's 2025, dude. It's all coming to the same place. I got it on my phone. Check your email. Who checks their email once a day? Check your email. Oh, you text me? Oh, thank God you text me that I got an email. What would I have ever done without it? God. These people. So then I left the league and I said, I'm out. I can't do this anymore. And he said, thanks for the good times. And I said, if they were good times, I wouldn't be leaving. Your league sucks. So I'm out of that league. By the way, just to take a victory lap.
Qdoba.
See?
Yeah, you think these AIs are right?
Well, not all of them, but I like this one.
Qdoba.
Yeah, Qdoba. Qdoba. What'd you call it? Qdoba?
Qdoba.
Nah, it's Qdoba. But it is tasty. And so you can get your Chipotle and I'll get my Qdoba and we'll all be happy campers.
Chipotle.
Chipotle, that's right. Did you see who tagged team on the golf course a couple of days ago?
Wait, golf is still on?
No, there was a particular gentleman golfing in Mexico with a couple of his kids and a contemporary. This is Joe Buck.
Well, here we are at number 8 at El Dorado. Beautiful day. A foursome coming off 3 pars at a short par 3. And now Blake Buck and J-Mo are going to tee it up. And me, a goat, playing with the goat.
Hello, friends. What a day at El Dorado. Wish you were here.
We've got two hotshot golfers, and now on the tee is Blakey Buck at even par through seven holes.
God, just sounds right. Just sounds good.
Joe Buck and Jim Nantz getting together. How about that?
Yeah, I'm out.
What are you out of?
Just any, like, it, you're gonna, if you gave me the opportunity to play golf with Joe Buck,
yeah,
and Jim Nantz,
yeah,
or I can sit my ass on the couch and watch the 97, you know, the 1997 Spider-Man animated show, I'll go with the Spider-Man.
You wouldn't golf with two of the great voices of our time?
Absolutely not. I mean, what do I say about golf every single chance I get? If the Masters were played in my backyard, I'd call the authorities for trespassing. Like, what are these strange people doing with clubs back there? Like, golf is not a sport. It's a recreation. I just happen to find that it is a snore of a recreation. And Joe Buck and Jim Nantz, while they're accomplished broadcasters, what am I going to talk to them about in a game that I have no interest in playing whatsoever?
What are you going to talk to them about? You're going to talk to them about the business. You're going to book a guest that people have heard of for once.
Yeah, yeah. No disrespect to all the schlubs that we bring on this show, courtesy of me. And we've had accomplished broadcasters here. Kevin Harlan is not a bore. Kevin Harlan, friend of the program.
You're right.
He is an absolute superstar.
You're right.
We've had one of the Eagles here, Noah, and I will get Ian eventually. I'm just waiting for, you know, a good opportunity to present itself. So, like, I know how to book some good guests. I know who are the A1 broadcasters. And again, I'm not trying to slight what Buck and Nantz have done
taking
in their careers.
Taking the summer off?
Summer, everybody's taking off.
Teachers get the summer off.
We got to power through. We don't get any sabbatical.
Carlos gets the summer off and booking guests.
I mean, you could say that it's, you know, take the year off of booking guests. But, I surprise you every so often. It's just when they don't answer me back, which is 90% of the time, what do you want me to do? But, I have no interest in golfing with Buck or Nantz. None. Zero. Talk to them about the business. I don't call games. I don't care.
You don't want to, like, pick their brains about the craft?
No. First of all, everybody hates Joe Buck. What am I going to learn?
I think Joe Buck's great.
I think he's better than what I gave him credit for initially. But he has mastered the ability to have every single fan base.
Two guys at the upper echelon of the business you're in, you're like, I'm going to watch Spidey?
Listen, steak dinner with them? Sure. Golf? Miss me with that.
Weird. 888-710-4ISN. You got 5 minutes to dictate how this next hour is going to go.
Thank you for listening to the Bart Winkler Show. Listen live Monday through Friday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer,
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait. There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.